Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is 12:11 here on the East Coast in beautiful Medford, Massachusetts, which means you are tuned into Nothing to See Here. I am your host, DJ G Markey. With me, as always, is Garth.
Hello.
AKA DJ Alex G. And we have another guest with us. Did you come up with a DJ name yet? Or
I have one.
Oh, wait.
Mike 4 is pretty bad.
Yeah, Mike 4 is not doing so great right now. Oh, well.
I have one.
Oh. Yeah. Strange. We might have to play some...
Let's give him that and we'll take this one.
I was wondering where 2 went. There we go. How about that? How's that work?
How are we doing now, John? Give us a...
It's okay.
Give us a test 1, 2.
Not great.
All right, do you need...
use a volume boost. There we go. Much better.
See, we're fine.
Yeah, we're fine. We're doing great. With us, as always, is the lovely musical stylings of the unforgettable, timeless Network Music Ensemble.
NME.
Today, we have the album Pushing It. It's a 2011 release by Network Music Ensemble.
Pushing It.
Yes. We are actually listening to one of the later tracks on the album.
Entitled?
Sandcastles.
What is the theme of Pushing It?
I don't know. You know, as a matter of fact, the only thing that I can kind of glean from the cover artwork, it's like, have you ever seen those... like the paintings that are like this decals that they have on laundromats of like a guy in a business suit, like getting his laundry done. Look, don't tell me that. Or like in a restaurant or something.
It's like I don't have any idea what that means.
I don't know
like
either.
From a musically thematic standpoint, not a clue.
This is I feel like this is that very. Experimental period where they started to transcend even their own boundaries and start really getting out there.
You know, it's really remarkable to see a group, an individual I still don't think we know, who has such a breadth in their discography, and to see them still continue to push those boundaries.
Yeah, man. And to know that it's not over. I mean, they're still making music.
That's scary.
It's still making music. actually, let's see. We're going to move on to another Network track real quick. Because I'm curious. I'm going to read a little bit of the history according to the group's About page. So Network Music Ensemble.
Wow.
Ooh, this is good.
Network Music Ensemble has no information actually on its Spotify page, which is strange. Well, no artist information. 24,000 monthly listeners, though.
What?
The number one place. Guess where the number one place people listen to Network Music Ensemble?
Las Vegas.
Oslo.
Oslo, Norway.
Wow. So followed,
what?
Yeah, 322 listeners in Oslo. Followed by Stockholm with 248, Mexico City with 215, Berlin 201, and Hamburg with 200. Oh my God! Hold on. We might have to pull up some Wikipedia.
I'm trying, but I can't. Gosh darn, find anything.
This hole gets deeper and deeper.
This is scary. See, there's Discogs, there's Apple, iTunes, Artists, AllMusic. There's not like... Oh.
Network Music Ensemble's biography.
No.
There's no biography.
There's no Wikipedia page.
No Wikipedia page. What about on Apple Music? Who is making this music?
It was... I have no idea, dude.
I'm so confused.
I'm
all right,
lost. Punk. I'm scared.
Well, we're going to follow some threads here. We might get real in-depth. If you don't hear from us for a while and the robot kicks on, yeah, definitely send some help. But we're going to let the good old DJ Spotify Weekly take over with some of his hot mixes, maybe throw in some requests. So thanks for tuning in, folks, and hope you enjoy the show. Thank you.
funk brasileiro. Na roda tem pandeiro, bate meu coração no ritmo da canção. Funk brasileiro, na roda tem pandeiro, bate meu coração no ritmo da canção. Funk brasileiro, na roda tem pandeiro, bate meu coração no ritmo da canção. Funk brasileiro, na roda tem pandeiro, bate meu coração no ritmo da canção. Funk brasileiro, na roda tem pandeiro, bate meu coração no ritmo da canção. Funk brasileiro, na roda tem pandeiro, bate meu coração no ritmo da canção. Batuque brasileiro, na roda tem pandeiro, bate meu coração no ritmo da canção. Batuque brasileiro, na roda tem pandeiro, bate meu coração no ritmo da canção. Batuque brasileiro, na roda tem pandeiro, bate meu coração no ritmo da canção. Batuque brasileiro, na roda tem pandeiro, bate meu coração no ritmo da canção. Batuque brasileiro, na roda tem pandeiro, bate meu coração no ritmo da canção. Batuque brasileiro, na roda tem pandeiro, bate meu coração.
just scam the show face, okay, ain't trying to stay too long. I just do my own thing, okay, and hope it all work out. Trying to set the bullshit up this, and hope it all burn down. And niggas saying shit, just spittin', ain't spittin' it like I do. Nigga, why you looking around? I'm right by you. Act stupid enough, they might sign you. I be getting shows, meanwhile, to the bio. And you can keep your fucking take on what I do. If it is super fucking fake when I smile. Never thought I'd envy a child. The way they so freeze, don't want it, so why you? I'm just hoping you're feeling the same. I'm just hoping you're feeling the boy. I just know that I'm spitting the same. I just know that I'm feeling the void. Weak niggas, I'm finna destroy. I forgot to shut up when I came. Then we left, it's the end of the story. When it's all said and done, you sing like a rock. Great mom's gon' rise to the top. Little nigga, we killing the noise. Tryna only put down the vibrations. I don't even see the lows. Tunnel vision to the paper. I don't really need you hoes. But if I lack her energy, then motherfucker, buy the count. Authenticity I need, so please don't change on my account.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am pleased to announce that we have made some headway in our excavation, our investigation of Network Music Ensemble. So, at first glance, Google was very unhelpful in providing any sort of answers to questions of origin or intent. But, with a little bit of digging, we uncovered a name, one Craig Palmer. Now, according to Craig Palmer's website, he has been in music his entire life, but the part that pertains particularly to Network Music Ensemble goes as follows. In 1977, my friend Tom DeNoto started a San Diego production company called Tuesday Productions, of which I became music director. Tuesday Productions bought the Budweiser account from New York to San Diego with one of my signature Craig Palmer Budweiser arrangements with Grambling University, blah, 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 blah. Okay.
So wait, what, did he do ad music for Budweiser?
I guess. Then in 1979, Tom DeNoto teamed up with Robert Skomer to start Network Music Production Library. I became, according to the history of production music for the year 1979, quote-unquote, the principal composer of many of the successful early cuts, which features string early and French cuts. Horns on the top of a modern drum beat with timpani and brass accents. One Craig Palmer composition called, quote-unquote, Energy, practically defined the genre of 1980s production music. Early network cues and themes often were used on TV network spots, sports shows, and syndicated U.S. TV shows such as Lifestyles of the Rich and the Famous, and behind national commercials. Network becomes a successful U.S.-owned production music library for this style of music. Craig Palmer definitely ruled the late 1970s and the early and entirety of the 1980s as far as creating awesome library production music is concerned. So, okay, and then in May in 2001, BMG Entertainment took over network music, and the production work was given to Killer Tracks in Hollywood. To this day, Killer Tracks continues to market over my over 400 compositions. So this group has been around for years, since 1979.
They defined television music.
Yeah, I mean, you have to think about how much like exposure did the average person have to Network Music Ensemble and not know it.
They didn't know. It was just one composer.
They had no idea. Yeah, and this apparently was like, on his website is true, this man had influence over so many people with his music.
Incredibly powerful.
What if there's another level that we're not hearing here?
Do you think like this might be like somehow tied to one of the larger national conspiracies?
I don't think we can rule it out at this point. I mean, I think we've only scratched the surface. We've kind of opened Pandora's box here.
Now we have a name.
I was saying earlier that when I was trying to look this stuff up on the computer, the screen and the performance of the computer started slowing down, and like the mouse was being taken over. I don't know, but we need to know the truth now. We need to know how far Network Music Ensemble has plugged itself into our brains. We need to figure out what it's doing and what its intent is. So, folks, we will boldly go where no one else has gone before, into the deepest depths of the internet, pull forth the answers that we're all seeking. So stay tuned.
Thank you. But you came and you went when the lights went
Figured it had to balance out the Halloween music with something a little more pleasant of a holiday. Well, folks, we made it. 12:55. The Network Music Ensemble goons haven't murdered us yet. I haven't found out more information, admittedly. More names keep popping up, though. And
the trail just gets longer.
This keeps getting thicker and thicker. So, obviously, a ton of reasons to tune in next week. I'm going to have... Oh, wait a minute. We're not going to be here next week. Want to tell us why, Alex?
Peanut butter and jam. We're going away. We're going to Florida to sit in the sun.
Yes,
and go on roller coasters.
Oh, man. It's going to be great.
It's going to be fun.
I'm very excited. So, we will be back the week after. And by that time... midterms will be over. I won't have any excuses. I'll be fully prepared to
hunt down Network Music Ensemble.
Yep. We're going to find him. We're going to figure it out. We're going to solve the mystery.
Hunter and I are going to start donning like vampire hunting gear going out at night.
I don't know how deep this is going to go. I mean, this could change our... this is like national treasure level.
It could be. It could become that. I'm quite excited to have something preoccupying us for 2 months.
I'm hoping, like, at the level of National Treasure, but not quite as far as, like, Truman Show.
Okay.
Truman Show would be a
little
bit.
That'd be a lot. I would be upset if I found out I were Truman, for sure. I don't think I could be Truman. I don't think any of us could be Truman.
But you've had the thought, though. You've, like...
yeah, of course. But
you gotta think.
I think I would have seen you break. I've known you since second grade.
Yeah.
Third
definitely.
Grade.
Well, of course you would say that.
Fine. Point
taken. Do you think your life could be scored by a Network Music Ensemble?
Easily.
I think it would be...
it already is.
Yeah, no, actually, I've seen Hunter walking around, and I can tell by the way he walks, he's listening to Network Music Ensemble.
Head bobbing.
This is one of his favorites on, like, a midweek kind of pick-me-up. If just listen for a sec.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, you can tell he's sort of sashaying down the sidewalks.
Yeah, this is nice on a Wednesday afternoon, which... normally, I would be looking forward to if it weren't for this test.
Boo!
Boo!
Boo! Maybe it'll be a snow day tomorrow.
One can dream, but
I want the snow to melt. That's what I hope happens tomorrow.
I'm done with it, winter.
I hate it.
I'm not.
I hope when we come back, it's 60 degrees here.
Or the heat just comes with us. The sun doesn't quite ever leave.
That's a nice thought. I like that.
I actually want to pull together some retro Network Music Ensemble. Okay.
You mean like the OG Network Music Ensemble from his early days as a composer?
Unfortunately, on Spotify, all the years they have listed for these albums are 2011.
It's probably because they were all posted that year. And like they never figured out how to actually do it right.
Or... he made all of that music in a year.
And... that means there's a lot more to discover.
Yes. So tune in next time, folks. Here at WM Info in Medford, we always got a mystery hot on the broil for you. So don't tune in next week, though. Tune in the week after. One day I'll get it.
No, tune in anyway next week. It's fine. Do your thing.
It's going to be the robot, but...
it won't necessarily.
No? Yeah,
community members might pick it up.
Linger around.
Tuesday night at, 11 to 1 in the morning. That's a popular time among normal people.
Yeah, most people are up right now, as evidenced by the completely barren streets and the just deafening silence. Dude,
it was barren today. There was no one out.
Oh, yeah. And no, there were a few people. I watched them from inside my house and smiled. Anyway, running out of time here, folks, so thanks for tuning in. Oh, wait, we have to read a PSA. Quick, throw me the book. We have 60 seconds? Oh, man.
You can do it, Hunter.
I'm going to need some different Network Music Ensemble. Okay, why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you, so if you don't use it, consider covering up. A message to stoke your paranoia in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Thank you, and good night.